रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 22 बिल्डिंग द कॉजवे. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Rama sought refuge with the ocean king and prayed for his help to enable the monkey troops to cross the sea. When the lord of the ocean failed to appear, Rama said to Lakshmana, "Bring me my bow." Even then the ocean lord did not make his appearance. Then Rama troubled the water with his arrows. Even then there was no response. Rama, to frighten him still further, put on a vial of uncontrollable anger. "This very moment I shall dry you up to the nethermost depth. The very name of ocean will cease to be. My arrows will parch the whole earth with not a touch of moisture anywhere. Dust, fine dust alone will remain, even if all the clouds of Indra join together and pour down rain for untold eons. You may say, when the waters are dried up, the underworld Patala will be exposed to view, which none can enter. Then it is through the sky that you must make your way to Lanka. Why not do so even now? Why waste your rage on me?" I answer, "The arrows from my Kodanda are enough to transport the Vanaras to Lanka. But you have no idea of my strength and prowess. By association with the Danavas, to whom you have offered a resting place, you have come to share their ignorance. You have no idea of what you will suffer at the hands of Brahmastra that I shall employ against you." So saying, he took an arrow that was never known to fail, even like the rod of Brahma, Brahmadanda, and placed it on his string after infusing it with the astra of Brahma and spread it from the noble Kodanda. Then the sky and the earth seemed to explode. Huge mountains quaked to their very foundations. Darkness descended on the earth. The quarters were hidden from view. Lakes and rivers were troubled. The sun and the moon were perversely mixed with the stars. The sky was filled with gloom. The sun's rays were dull and feeble. Countless meteors glimmered here and there. Terrible thunderclaps of the nature of Nirghata fell from the sky with a mighty roar. Avaha, Pravaha, and the other winds were displaced from their courses and wandered adrift. Frightful storms crashed down mighty trees, scattered cloud banks to the winds, tore away mountain tops, and ground them to dust. Huge cloud banks hit the sky and, dashing against one another with a mighty roar, gave rise to terrible thunder and lightning. All visible beings and likewise spirits that are unseen quaked in terror, roared like thunder, and fell on the earth in deadly faint. The arrows of Rama caused the billows of the ocean to rise and swell with terrible speed. The waves surged up, and it was frightful to see the Nagas, Rakshasas, and other creatures dashed about on all sides. The ocean that was never known to cross its frontiers rushed over the earth, one yojana all round, and hid it from view. Rama would not punish further the waters that ran away from him in fright. He whose arrows drank up the life breaths of his foes felt a twinge of pity for the haughty ocean king. Then, like the sun emerging from behind Mount Meru, the guardian deity of the ocean rose from its depths. Huge serpents with flaming mouths surrounded him. His body shone like an emerald mountain. He was adorned with curiously fashioned jewels made of gold known as Jambunatha and Jatarupa, and also with noble gems produced in the ocean depths. He resembled the Himalayas, shining with many veins of ores. His eyes were lovely like the petals of the lotus. A garland of red flowers was thrown about his shoulders. He wore red garments, and there was on his head a chaplet of flowers of many kinds and colors. A rope of pearls with a pendant of red lay on his broad chest, like the gem Kaustubha on the breast of Mahavishnu. Huge billows swirled round him. The ocean was disturbed by cloud banks and fierce storms. Huge monsters of the deep came out of their homes above. The Uragas and Rakshasas were panic-stricken. Then the lord of the ocean came towards Rama quickly, proclaiming his friendly intent by calling out to him with his palms joined over his head. He spoke to Raghava as he leaned gracefully on his mighty bow. Earth, water, fire, air, and ether, the five elements, observe forever the laws of the existence. Omnipotent as you are, you need no help from me. What would he have? Should the ocean know no depth at all? Or should the waters cease to flow and harden? Or should the things you spread on them to build a bridge be prevented from sinking? It is my nature to be deep and impassable. I cannot go against this and exist. I cannot deprive myself of the quality of depth, nor from desire for power or unwillingness to part from a position, or out of fear of punishment, can I keep the water still and cause pain and harm to the creatures dwelling in them. King of kings, it is you who establish and sustain the law of every order of existence. I shall serve you within the limits of my power. Until the Vanara army has crossed over, no monkey shall fall into the sea or suffer harm from the creatures of the deep. I shall see to it that the causeway that you build is firm like the very earth, and no part of it is swallowed up by the waters. And to him replied Rama, but the Brahmastra I have can never fail. Where would you have me diverted? The king of waters listened, cast an eye on the dreadful Brahmastra itself and said, Lord, to the north of this place there is a lovely spot. Its name, Drumkulya, is famous even as you are. Some robbers make it their home. They come from the clan of Abhiras or Mahashudras and are frightful alike in looks and behavior. Their very touch sends pangs of agony through me. Pray, direct at them and satisfy the Astra. Rama did so and turned the Astra towards the place indicated. The spot where it fell like a huge bright thunderbolt became famous as Marukantara. Pierced by the arrow, the earth roared in pain, and through the cleft there sprang from the netherworld Rasatala a stream of water. Vranakupa is a name given to it. There is a difference between it and the salt water of the sea. The earth burst with a dreadful noise where the arrow touched it, and the water there was dried up to the last drop. Rama thus removed the curse that hung over the place and gave it name and fame as Marukantara and precious boons besides. At the touch of Rama's arrow, the place was transformed into a meadow of tender grass dear to cows. The trees were heavily laden with leaves, flowers, and fruits. Honey roots and bulbs, milk, oil, perfumes, and potent medicinal plants were to be had in plenty there. Through the power of Rama's boon, the spot became salubrious and blessed with countless beauties. Then the Ocean King addressed Raghuvira, the master of all arts and sciences, and said, there is in your troop a Vanara named Nala. He is the son of Vishwakarma, the architect of the heaven world. He granted a boon to his wife. You will have of me a son like unto myself in every way. Nala is thus the equal of his father. Let him construct a causeway across the waters. I shall honor him even as I would Vishwakarma. Let this highly energetic monkey build a causeway across me. I will hold that bridge because he is the same as his father Vishwakarma. He circumambulated Rama, bowed low before him, and went back to his own home. Then Nala stood forth and said to Rama, I will build a causeway over the boundless waters. The ocean king has spoken the truth. I have the same skill as my father. Verily, nothing in the world is as effective as the use of force. Other policies like conciliation, gifts, and sowing discord fail utterly when directed against one who knows no gratitude at all. This ocean king of dreadful powers has made our path safe and shallow because he is curious to see you build the causeway and because he is afraid of your heavy hand. Once upon a time, when my father dwelt on the mountain Mandara with my mother, he said to her, you will have of me a son like myself in form and prowess. The ocean king has reminded me of it. What he says is true. I knew the secret before, but I thought that no one would believe me if I began this great task after proclaiming my ability myself. Hence, I waited until someone else should speak of it. I can build a bridge across the ocean. Let the monkey heroes bring me the requisite materials. Rama ordered accordingly. Thousands of monkeys ranged over the mountain and forest. They uprooted trees of mountainous bulk and dragged them to the shore. Teak, Bilva, Saptaparna, Mango and other trees were brought there, some with roots, some without, and some heavy with fruits, flowers, leaves and shoots. The lofty trees lay by the seashore like the flagstaffs of Indra set up for a festival. Mighty monkeys tore up huge boulders like elephants and transported them to the seashore. The ocean, which was naturally rough there, rose to the skies when the trees, rocks and boulders were thrown on it. The monkeys stirred the water to its depths. Some took with them long ropes to see that a causeway of 100 yojanas in length was laid straight across the sea. Thus, while Nala built a pathway over the sea, the monkeys brought him huge rocks and wrought feats impossible for others in their desire to render him help. Some busied themselves with rods to measure the work done. Staff in hand, some monkeys supervised the work of others. Some examined the causeway to make sure that everything was even and smooth. In pursuance of the orders of Sri Rama, countless monkeys helped to build a causeway of mountain peaks huge as cloud banks and with logs and grass and flowering trees. Many monkeys resembling elephants in rut carried with speed of wind huge boulders and mountain peaks. The roar of the waves was drowned by the splash of falling blocks and the crashing down of mountain peaks. Monkeys of terrible strength and bulk joyously laid a length of 14 yojanas on the first day, of 20 yojanas on the second, of 21 yojanas on the third, of 22 on the fourth, and 23 on the fifth day, keeping before them Mount Suvela as a point to be reached on the other shore. Nala, the mighty son of Vishwakarma, built the causeway with all the skill of his father and it shone in the sea like the Swati in the sky. Then hosts of Devas, Gandharvas, Siddhas and Maharishis gathered in the sky above to have a look at that wonder. The causeway was 100 yojanas in length and 10 in breadth. No one else could have built it. They were delighted when they saw it lie on the waters as an emblem of the mighty intellect of Nala. The monkeys were overjoyed to see the road was laid without any hitch. Some ran, some leaped, some danced, some roared, and some stood still, stunned by the construction which was unthinkable and impossible for anyone else. Monkeys, millions of them, even as they rendered help to the workmen, reached the other shore. Like the parting in the hair of a lovely lady, it lay on the waters, broad and firm, fair and flawless. There were no ups and downs, no cracks or holes, so skillfully had Nala constructed it. On the southern shore of the ocean, Vibhishna, club in hand, surrounded by his ministers, kept watch against foes. Then Sugriva said to Rama, "May it please you, lead the way. Let Hanuman carry you on his shoulders and Angada shall carry Lakshmana. They will take you swiftly to the other shore." Rama and Lakshmana, fully armed, together with Sugriva, led the monkey troops, their faces lit up by the goddess of victory. The other monkeys came over, some along the middle and some along the sides of the road, while others waited till there was room on the causeway, but some threw themselves into the sea and swam across. Others flew through the sky like Garuda. To the roar of the ocean was added the terrible noise they made. The monkey troops crossed that dreadful sea with ease and safety along the path laid by Nala. They reached the other shore and, under the orders of Sugriva, encamped in a place abounding in fruits, roots, bulbs and water. The gods, the Siddhas, the Charanas and the Maharishis gazed upon the work accomplished by Rama, impossible for others to dream of, praised him highly for building the causeway skillfully over the waters. This bridge was an auspicious sign that the heads of Ravana, the terror of the worlds, were about to fall. They wished to hide their boundless joy until Ravana was destroyed, but unable to suppress it, they crowded around Raghava, whom men and gods alike adored, and offered him their worship and praise in the prescribed manner. Rama, Lord of the universe, you have come down among men to save them. Destroy all your foes and rule for long ages this broad earth girdled by the oceans. Mangalam Kushlindraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dharanjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.